We are. It's a Monday, and it's time now for the lunchtime social debate. We have four subjects that we want to chat about today. A little bit later on, we'll be talking telephones and also ID cards. And the other subjects are quite the girls and boys' toys. Nothing at all to do with the toys from the bedroom, but how they're situated in shops. We're going to talk about Andy Murray's girlfriend as well. And we're going to start off with a story that you saw over the weekend, Dame Shirley.
If you live in Scotland, this one.
That's the one, yeah.
Right. If you live in Scotland and you become pregnant and you are a smoker, you'll be given £400 to stop. They give it to you as a voucher to spend on clothes or food. But I just wonder how many will stop smoking when they've had their voucher.
That's a good point.
How many will start smoking again once they've had their voucher?
So, I mean, we've got Jazz in the studio. All right, Jazz.
Hello.
We read this out earlier on and you said... I don't know whether you jokingly meant it. I'm not going to put words in your head, but you said, "Well, I'm going out to Scotland and get pregnant there." Did you mean it, or were you joking?
No, I was joking.
So, what's your thoughts on that when people do that?
If they're going to get the £400, they should stop smoking.
Yeah, for good.
Yeah.
Yeah. In a way, if just one person stops, it's good.
Yeah, but is
you
it?
You know, but no. I was a smoker years ago. And if someone said to me, "Here's £400 if you stop smoking," I would take it. I would stop smoking, but I bet you in a few weeks after I'd be smoking again.
Yeah.
But it just seems to be a bit nanny state, doesn't
it? It is. I think it's awful.
Well, we're going to give you this because we want you to give up smoking.
So
that your child has the best start it possibly can.
Yeah.
Would you please give up smoking? Yeah. We'll give you £400 if you do it.
Yeah.
No, it should be a case of, come on, this is your child. Look after it.
Yeah.
You know, before it's born, you have to... Yeah, surely, to me, that's common sense. Claire's been in touch. Before we read out Claire's message, what we want to do... It's not that Claire, by the way. It's 01983-240666 if you want to call. So, 240666. We do take calls as well as messages from Facebook and Twitter. If you're tweeting, it's Vectis Radio. And if you're Facebooking, it's facebook.com/Vectis Radio. You can have a look at either mine or Dame Shirley's page. She's known as Shirley Steed. And, you can phone and leave a message, 897-188. That's 01983-897-188. I'm not sure that's actually working, though. Somebody did say they couldn't get through.
I tried last week and I couldn't get through.
Okay. Well, we are open for business, 240666, if you want to give us a call on the telephone. Claire says, all the women who do the right thing by their babies get nothing, and the other ones are rewarded. I think it would be much much better deterrent and more fitting to fine them for harming their babies.
Which, again,
I think that's going to the extreme.
But then,
I don't know. Is it a form of abuse?
I can't say anything because I smoked when I had both my children, so can't really say anything.
I mean, that's a good point to make, and honest too.
Yeah.
But things have changed.
Oh, well, they have, Ian. I mean, when I was a smoker, everybody smoked. But now, if I was to become pregnant now, which I can't see that happening.
Well, at least you're honest.
I wouldn't dream of smoking.
All right, okay.
Yeah,
but
you
know, obviously we live in different times, and what I meant by that is, I think it's even illegal. Is it legal to smoke in a car with a child?
I don't think it is.
Isn't it?
But
I
don't know how they police that, though, do you?
Well, difficulty, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Anyway, Claire says it's an issue that upsets me. It seems that unborn children have far less rights and protection. Mm. So the mother can do what she likes whilst pregnant, and it's not criminal if she harms her baby. If someone was seen putting a cigarette in a baby's mouth, there would be uproar.
Yeah.
And there would be.
Yeah, totally agree, Claire.
You've got to ask the question, what's the blooming difference?
Yeah.
So if you want to comment on that, you can. Feel free. You can give us a call, 01983-240666. Tell us what you really think. jazz? I mean, would you do that? I mean, just say, for instance, if you were pregnant now, and you know, would you smoke? Would you give up? Because I know you're, you know, you do. I'm not letting you in, I'm not dropping you in it when I say you have a crafty cigarette now.
No,
and again.
I do smoke. But if I was to fall pregnant, I'd definitely give up.
Definitely give
just
up
just for the future of my baby.
Yeah, good for you. And that's do you feel as though, because some people might say, well, hang on a minute, why don't you, you know, when do you intend having children? How old are you, Jazz?
I'm 17.
17. When do you think it's a good time to have a child?
When I'm ready.
When you're ready.
When
how,
I'm ready.
Roughly, how old do you reckon you'd be?
23?
20s. 20, mid-20s. All right, okay. Yeah. So do you think that, you know, at some point, maybe in the next year or two, you give up smoking because then, basically, all that is out of your system by the time you have a child?
No.
You don't? No. You don't? Because I'll tell you for one, the mother of my son, she smoked all her life, and she decided she was going to give up smoking just when she fell pregnant, okay? But I said to her, look, trouble is, damage is already done. It's already in your system, and it's going to take X amount of months to get out of your system, and that's X amount of months whilst being pregnant. So surely it would have been better to give up, I don't know, 2 years, 3 years before, so your system is a lot cleaner. Now, my son was born, and he's fit and healthy, but he's small now. He's 5'5", and he weighs in at 57 kilos, so it's not much. And he was born under 5 pounds and spent his first week in an incubator. So it kind of... Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't know if it was a smoker or not, do you?
You don't. You're absolutely right. You don't. And there are children out there, there are mothers out there that have not smoked ever, and they've been in the same sort of situation.
Yeah.
But... surely it makes more sense to err on the side of caution.
Of course it is.
So maybe you want to give up now.
Maybe. One day.
Okay, if you want to call on that, you can, 240666. The other subject we're going to do in part one is all to do with girls and boys' toys. And we're not talking the ones that you have in the bedroom.
Children's
toys. So you just want to enlighten us on this.
Right, so I've put here, when you go into a toy shop or a department store, why do they have the boys' toys down one aisle and the girls' toys down the other aisle? Does that mean that we don't want our girls to play with cars or have a saw and do woodwork? And do we not want our boys to have a dolly or push a pram? In America, apparently, they do it all together. All the toys are together. And it's the same as the clothes as well.
Right.
If the girls like to wear football tops and dinosaur tops and things like that, but they're always in the boys' section.
Okay. All right. Well,
you know, I think they should put more together.
Put more together?
Yeah.
Okay. I can see why they don't put them together. And are you talking just about shops? Are you going in the school classrooms, you know, preschools and things like that? You know, is there a box of toys for the girls and a box of toys for the boys?
No, they're all lumped in together. They're all together.
Well, just say, for instance, if you go into a shop, any shop you like.
Yeah.
Just say, for instance, if you went into Tesco.
Yeah.
Or Sainsbury's. Well, I know you can get clothes in there, and I know you can go in any clothes shop as well. They would have the clothes all separated, boys and girls, because it makes it easier to purchase, doesn't it?
Well, I don't. Well, yeah, but you see, as far as the toys, there are some parents that don't like my little boy's not to push a pram around with a dolly in it. Why not?
Okay, so what is your argument then, or what is your
debate?
I
think they should be together. Put them all together. Don't have a different. Eyes.
What, in shops.
Them together. Yeah.
But surely if you do that, you can't find anything then. At least then you can...
Yeah, well, you could put the dollies by the Action Men, couldn't you?
All right.
Yeah?
Yeah, you could put the dollies by the Action Men.
You could put toy wheelbarrows, maybe, with the prams.
Right.
You know, which they would have been separated before, wouldn't they?
Okay. Do you have an opinion on this, Jazz?
No. No, I do... It's standard, really, isn't it? Like, you go into a shop, you have a boys' section and a girls' section.
It's easier to
find,
isn't it?
No,
yeah,
they do. No.
It's a lot easier, but then...
Just say, for instance, I wanted a Buzz Lightyear's. You know, I'm going to go to the boys' section and find a Buzz Lightyear.
No, see, that's wrong. Why? I think it should be together. Put all those sort of toys together.
But it's easier to work out, isn't it? Surely.
No, I don't think so.
It's like you've got the men's toilets and the boys' toilets. It's easier. You won't put them together, would you?
Shall I tell you what somebody's put
on
the Facebook?
Yeah, go on, please, yeah.
Ali has said, because in this country, we condition our babies to be either boys or girls. Pink for a boy, blue for a girl.
Yeah.
No, I've got it wrong.
Well, I'm colourblind. You just confuse me.
Pink for a girl, blue for a boy.
Right.
Which is right, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Does it matter? But again, I wouldn't put my boys in pink.
No, but then your boys are of a certain age.
No, when they were younger, I wouldn't have done.
Nowadays, I mean, just say for instance,
they do wear pink now.
You do see young lads wearing pink, and it's not quite so. Oh, you got to wear blue because you're a boy, and you got to wear pink because you're a girlie.
But Julie Williams has said, didn't the kids at the preschool choose for themselves?
And did they?
Precisely, yes.
They did choose
if
for themselves.
If they wanted to go and dress up in a girl's dress or a bride's dress, we let them.
Yeah.
There's no harm in that, but there are some parents don't like it.
It's a fascinating debate, because I know there's lots of people that are talking about certain things just lately, and they're right up there with in the news. These guys that want a pardon from years ago.
Because they were homosexual.
Yeah. Are you linking this with that? The fact that boys and girls, they should be allowed to find themselves.
Yeah, but I don't think if you see a boy pushing a pram around with a dolly in, it doesn't mean to say he's a homosexual.
No, it doesn't. You're absolutely right.
You know, I mean, because men push the babies around anyway, don't they?
I don't have an issue with that.
No.
But I would have an issue if they suddenly said, hang on a minute, we've got to put all these girls' toys and these boys' toys all together because Dame Shirley in Newport says that's what should happen. Because, let's be honest, if you want to, you know, if you're going to go and get a Buzz Lightyear, it's the boys, and you know what section to go to.
Yeah, I know, but what section would it be under Buzz Lightyear? Mechanical or whatever?
I don't know, because I haven't shopped for toys like that for a long time.
No.
But I'm guessing you would know where to go. It's like it'll be under the boys' section. Buzz, and that's not saying the girls can't play with it. It's just easier to find that way, isn't it?
It's more manly, isn't it? Really?
Well, yeah, but you know, I can see what you're saying.
Yeah, but if they put them all together and then they put sections of what's in these sections, right?
Yeah,
and mix them together. Oh gosh,
it just makes it easier. It's just like shopping. Just say, for instance, if you wanted a new pair of knickers. Okay, and all the knickers have been they've been lumped in together. You've got the men's in there, the boys in there, and the girls.
I like that, Ian.
Do you know what I mean? You think, I can't find what I want.
Yeah,
because
I'm not,
it's separated
not,
out. It's easier.
Yeah,
isn't it?
I know, but I think that we're trying to get our. Some people are saying, "Oh no, if you've got a little girl, oh no, you can't go take anything from the boys' section. You've got to stay here and get your present."
I see what you're saying.
Some people would do that.
I see what you're saying.
I think children should be allowed to play with whatever they want to play with.
Okay, no, I see that, but there is a slight difference here with going and picking up a toy or picking up something in a classroom and being guided in a shop. You know, with that's the boys' section and that's the girls' section.
Yeah,
I think that's it is slightly different. I don't really see an issue with it, but I can kind of see your point.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you lumped it all in, you wouldn't be able to find anything, would you?
Yes, you would.
Would you?
You'd have to put headings, wouldn't you? What sort of toys they are.
Right.
Mechanical or I don't know what they call Buzz Lightyear. I don't know what they'd come under. What do they call them sort of things?
Well, let's ask a girl. I mean, you're only 17. I mean, just say, for instance, I mean, you know, you must remember your childhood better than we do. What sort of toys did you play with when you were younger?
Barbie.
A Barbie?
Yeah, little Barbie dolls.
Would you have played with an action man?
No.
So you're a girly girl then? That's not insulting, is it?
No.
So,
yeah.
So just say, for instance, if you went shopping and you had some pocket money and, you know, it would be easier for you to go and find the section that had the Barbie dolls in, wouldn't it? Rather than it all being lumped in together.
Yeah, but everyone's different. Some girl, I might go in there, but I'm a girly girl, but then another girl, tomboy, go in there and she wants to buy an action man.
Well, she'll find them in the boys' section.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they could have the Barbie dolls in one section, next to it have the boys' dolls, like Action Man and things like that.
Right.
Why not?
Okay.
You take your little girl and say, right, you pick what you want out of the whole lot. You don't have to go down this aisle. You can pick, go wherever you want to.
Okay. I can see what you're saying, but I just look at it and think the reasons why it's done the way that it is easy to find.
Okay.
I mean, you go into a shop. You just say, for instance, you go in any shop. Where'd you shop for your clothes?
Peacocks, New Look.
See, I go in peacocks too because it's value for money.
Yeah, it is.
New Look, that's the one I couldn't think of. Now, New Look annoy me because when you go in a New Look, you've got the tiny little sex and peacocks too. Don't get me wrong, I like peacocks because of what they've got in there.
Yeah.
But the little tiny section that the men have got and all that stuff that the women, all the space of women. Well, what are we saying here? We're made up on this planet of men and women, boys and girls. Babies that are little girls, boys, you know, and so on. It's 50-50, I would imagine. But if you go in any clothes shop, there's more emphasis on women than there are men.
But then again, you've got your own clothes shops. You've got Burton's. And there's another man's clothes shop. I can't think what it's called.
Yeah, but you've got your own girly shops too, haven't you?
I mean, Topshop, you've got the whole floor for boys, men, and
the whole floor for girls. That's a good point.
They're half and half.
Good point, well made. But if you go into Peacock's, little section, you notice, isn't it? Little tiny section.
Yeah.
Same with New Look, and I bet it's the same with that other one down the road there, just outside of the bus station.
Yeah, they concentrate on women's clothes.
Yeah, but you made a good point there. Top man, they've got a whole section downstairs.
Yeah.
And of course, if you're really, really old, you want to go to Fields.
Well,
Fields menswear. That's what it is. No, it's women's stuff.
It's closed, isn't it now?
Is it?
I think so.
No, it's not, is it?
Well, no, it's not. It's by the traffic lights, isn't it?
It's still there. They'll keep going.
Or a charity shop.
Okay. Well, it's just interesting the way we see things.
Yeah.
Realistically, you're going to get more girls' clothes. You've got to get more girls going in there, really, going buying the clothes than men.
Come on. You see these men nowadays, they're all waxing, they're all taking a real interest in their mums to go out and buy it for them. My son would never get his mum to go out and buy clothes.
You've got that other shop there on the end, that's all men's clothes, and they're reasonable. What's it called?
JD Sports,
yeah.
Is it? Yes, that's all mostly men's.
I don't even think they've got any women's.
No, you've got the shoes.
Hang on, which one's JD Sports?
On the end.
The one next door.
It's got an escalator.
You've got the escalator.
Yeah.
Now, if you go in there, there's a lot of lady stuff in there as well.
Yeah, but it's mostly men's.
It's not, actually, if you go in there.
Oh, I'm going to argue with you in a minute.
Honestly, if you go in there...
I'm going to go in there and count.
Look, you can't even get... Because you can't go up them stairs.
It's an escalator.
Yeah, but you can't get upstairs because you've always got to come down them stairs as well. And what with your bad knee? You're never going to get in there, are you?
I'm going to phone them up and say, how many men's clothes and how many men's clothes do you have?
We go there afterwards and we'll take pictures and we'll put it on Facebook later on. I think it's fascinating. I think it'll be in the news soon. Dame Shirley goes to JD Sports and has to get the fire brigade out to get her out of the building because she can't go downstairs.
I go into BHS.
Yeah, do you?
They've got men's in there.
Ah, yeah, but if you go in there, again, same thing. You've got tiny little men's section. Most of it's all women's. Okay, between now and then, next week, you go in there and have a look. And I'll bet you that it's predominantly... Don't ask them. Yeah, go in there and have a look.
I will have a look.
It's predominantly women's stuff.
I don't think it is, in BHS.
Because we're an afterthought. It's not right. It's really not right.
Come on, Jazz, stick up for me.
So coming up in part two, what have we got in part two?
I can't remember, Ian. You tell me.
See, you can't remember.
ID cards.
Just give her a nudge. ID cards. Grandma, ID cards. That's what she said. Oi, Grandma.
We're talking about ID cards then.
Yeah?
Yes.
That's what we're doing today.
Yeah.
In the next hour, next half an hour. And what was the other bit? ID cards and...
You can't remember.
Yes, I can.
Yes, you got...
Andy Murray.
Your fingerprint. On your phone.
ID cards, phones, and Andy Murray's girlfriend.
Andy Murray's girlfriend.
Okay, that's what's coming up in the next little segment. So, phones. If you've got one of those super-duper phones, I've got one recently, and you put your finger on the button and
if you're lucky enough to have one of these phones...
Everyone would be doing this.
I've not heard of these before.
And I'm just thinking, are we playing into Big Brother's hands? Because we're getting these super-duper phones, putting our fingerprint in, and where does that go? Does that go to a database? Because how would we know if it didn't? How would we know?
Well, they've got to save it somewhere.
Exactly. It's got to go somewhere. Yeah. And how accessible is it?
Exactly.
Is these phones making it easier for us? Hey, look, people don't want ID cards. Oh, they're a bit irate about ID cards. Yeah. What we'll do is we'll invent Facebook and we'll invent these phones that give all the details and take all the details. So we're having those details anyway, but you're not going through the upset of having an ID card. So that's all coming up in the next little segment after this little quick break.
At the Say it all.
The Lunchtime Social is brought to you in association with White Fibre for the best deals in broadband, television and phone. 100% local. All employees live on the Isle of Wight. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com.
The Hair Lounge is a unisex hairdresser's in both Newport and Ryde. With its experienced team of stylists, we pride ourselves in offering great-looking hair at affordable prices. Whether you are looking for expert colouring to precision cutting, at The Hair Lounge, we pride ourselves on being a forward-thinking salon, which uses the industry's leading brands and techniques to always make sure our clients look and feel their very best. Call them 01983 71 8584 or visit them 35 James Street in Newport. The Hair Lounge are also at 9 Cross Street in Ryde or call 01983 564447. The Hair Lounge, great hair at affordable prices.
Value Rent-A-Car, based in Sandown on the Isle of Wight. It's a secure online car hire booking service. We provide a low-cost, fully inclusive professional car hire and minibus hire service. We have cars available for rental from under £21 a day if booked and paid for in advance. We take no payments online. Our vehicle rentals are based on a full 24-hour period. Collect at 11 a.m, return by 11 a.m. the next day. Go to www.value-rentacar.co.uk or phone 01983 401 333. That's 01983 401 333.
Get out of bed, Morley. You can't stay there all day.
Why bother? I have nowhere to go. My friends are either at school, college or work.
You won't find a job lying in bed or sat watching telly.
I have no qualifications, though, and no experience. I can't even get a job.
Why don't you call CLC? They will help you onto a traineeship programme where you can get the qualifications you need and the work experience for a great job.
In some rubbish job I hate?
No, you get to choose what you want to do. And you get an iPad mini when you finish. And free bus travel. And £100.
What was the number again?
CLC 01983 533 993.
Does your garden need attention? Why not call LCL, Lee Cook Landscaping, to put it right? They are specialists in driveways, patios and paths, brickwork and stonework, decking and furniture, fencing, water features, lawns and planting, and garden maintenance. You can find them at www.lclandscaping.webs.com. Interested in our services? Then get in touch with us via the form on our contact page and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Or email lclandscaping37@gmail.com. That's lclandscaping37@gmail.com. Lee Cook Landscaping is a high quality building and landscaping company partnered by D. Rigby Building and Landscaping.
Hampshire and Isle of Wight Air Ambulance, saving lives across Hampshire and the Isle of Wight. Flying 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Our helicopter is called out many times a day and we can reach anywhere within the Isle of Wight, including the helipad at St Mary's Hospital, within 20 minutes. Funded solely by donations, we rely upon the generosity of the public to keep us flying and saving lives. To see how you can help, please check out www.hiow-airambulance.org.uk.
BrecBuzz presents
the local music show.
3 hours of local music
from 7 till 10 p.m.
every Sunday.
Want to look and feel fantastic for that party or special occasion? Make sure you talk to the girls at Beautify and let Yolanda and her team of experienced therapists work their magic. Beautify offer a wide range of treatments from massages, eyebrow threading, lash extensions, gel nails, manicure and pedicure, spray tans and lots more, including permanent cosmetics and teeth whitening. Call Beautify today on 5335 54 or find them at 1 Chain Lane in Newport. Just look for the purple butterfly. Booking is essential.
Quote Vectors Radio and you will get £10 off all treatments.
Where do you go for a wide range of animal feeds, accessories and lots more? Sandown Pet Store are the island's premier store for all your pets' needs. We are open 6 days a week on St John's Road, Sandown. Telephone 01983 407788 and speak to Paul or Wendy for a friendly and reliable service.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre, providers of the fastest fibre optic broadband on the island. Call them on 01983 240 240. That's 01983 240 240.
Okay, we're back. It's part two. This is the one that I think we might... we've got lots of messages to read out. This is... first of all, we're going to... There are days... I'll just read this out and see what you think. There are days when I am embarrassed to be part of the media. And this happened on Friday. Today is another one of those days. The media are there to report the news, not create it. International media, including the BBC and ITV and Sky News, are all highlighting Kim Sears, Andy Murray's girlfriend. Whilst playing in the Australian Open, she's in the crowd mouthing some bad language. Week in, week out, same media machine shows footballers, cricketers, rugby players all doing exactly the same thing. Yeah. They even show you repeats of it, so they could actually edit it out, but they don't. So you get the choice to see it again, and they choose to leave it in, but they don't highlight it in a way that they have Miss Sears, because they had a right go at her. They showed you a clip of her. And I just think that's disgusting. You know, look at you, what you do, you know, week in, week out. Match of the day.
Every Saturday, with the football.
Even Match of the Day. Match of the Day's not live. It's recorded and played out and then repeated on a Sunday morning and they leave in and I don't know whether you watched a football match before, Jazz. You must have. I mean, you know, when you watch it on the TV, they'll zoom in, their cameraman will zoom in and you'll get a footballer either relieving some snot from his nose or he'd be effing and jeffing.
Spitting or something,
But that cameraman has got to get that on. And I just think, how bad is that?
It is. It's awful. But a lot of people have got it in for Andy Murray anyway, I think.
I think they're just jealous because she's lovely.
She's gorgeous.
I think that's what it is. Yeah. David Doyle says, I guess some days are slow... a slowdown at Media HQ. Totally agree with you, Macca. Andy Knight says, a very good point, well made. Jeff Hobbs says, I'm sure there's more serious issues that they could report on this other than a tennis player's girlfriend swearing. I think that's absolutely true.
But she got her own back with that T-shirt, didn't she?
I thought, that T-shirt was brilliant.
Yes.
That was really good.
Yeah,
I thought that was two fingers up without actually swearing. Mrs. J says, never do they tell you about what is happening to good people trying to out paedophiles, nor do they show you the protests outside of Parliament and outside courts, such as the recent one for Robert Green. False flags are created to take the attention away from what they don't want the people to know, and they focus on what to stigmatise. I think this is about right. It's called mass manipulation of the masses. That's what mainstream media are all about these days. What do you think, Alison? Alison, have you caught up yet?
I think
have you
so.
Got Alison's details there?
Yeah.
What does she say?
Neither do they show the huge protests that have occurred outside BBC headquarters for their bias, unfair reporting, and often outright lies.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
so,
right.
So we're focusing on Andy Murray's girlfriend having a bit of a swear.
Yeah, and Louisa. Is it Louisa?
Louisa Francesca Hillard.
There are days when I'm embarrassed to be a politician.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keith says, while we watch the powers that be are happy, as we are not getting into a panic over the appearance of the Russian bombers over the English Channel. Are they coming then? The Russians are coming.
I don't know. Angela McCurdy, I'm embarrassed to be a part of the human race at times.
Yeah? Mm. And Penny says, me too.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's lots of messages here. Mrs. J goes on to say, I was going to say...
Me three.
I've decided not to be human after all. Penny says, we're Earth angels in disguise.
Yeah, yeah.
And Philip Pyropetti completely misses the point here. Sorry, Phil, but you've missed the point. Can't stick Murray, so I don't care. It's not about Andy Murray.
It's not at all.
It's about his girlfriend being caught on camera, swearing, and then making a blimmin' mountain out of a molehill. Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Well, he don't like Andy Murray, does he? Bless him.
Again, jealous. I'm sorry, Phil, but you're just jealous because he's got a gorgeous girlfriend, and she is lovely.
Philip's wife is lovely.
I'm sure she is. Yeah. He's been married to her for about 50 years now, hasn't
50?
He? 50? Yeah. Pretty sure that's the deal. Okay, so if you want to comment on that, you can, 240666, or you can message us via Facebook. But call us now, 240666. Yeah, we're taking calls now and again, and we're also reading out messages as well. So the other subject was, there was a couple. I had this idea. on Saturday, I've got one of those super duper phones.
I know you have. And, well, you're doing that one, are you?
My wife said to me, she said, have you tried this? And I said, what? She said, put your finger on it and do. And I said, right, okay. She said, it's now taking your fingerprints. So when you open the phone, if you put your finger on that button, that's it. It will get you through. But if somebody else picks it up, they can't because they haven't got the same fingerprint.
Do you know, it's so clever, really, isn't it?
Oh, it blows your mind.
It does, yeah.
It really does blow your mind. Have you got a super duper phone, Jazz?
No, I do not.
What have you got?
I've got a little Nokia.
Right, one of the original things.
Yeah.
See, I wish I had one of those.
They're unbreakable.
Yeah, they're also unbreakable, right. But you don't find yourself looking at your phone every 5 seconds, do you?
No.
Because that's what we spend our time doing.
We
now,
do. Like, we do.
It's because it's exciting. Yeah. You get a new phone, a nice big new smartphone, and it's like, oh, what can you do? You get a Nokia, and it's like, oh, Snake.
That's right. I remember Snakes.
Yeah, but I kind of, you know, I think you're better off. I really do think you're better off.
It's a hell of a lot cheaper as well.
Yeah.
Stick a tenner on it, you got free calls, free text.
So, if you've got, this is the question, if you have one of those super duper phones that has a fingerprint identification, would it bother you that your details would be put into a massive database without you knowing? And how would you know if it had? Because you wouldn't know, would you?
No, of course
that's,
we don't know.
You know, my fingerprint, four fingerprints, know. I've done two thumbs and those two fingers there.
But it's the same as putting things on Facebook. We don't know who's looking at that.
Come to that in a mo, Facebook. You know? Let's just read out these messages here. Let me see now. Amanda says, I have one of them phones that uses it too, but I don't have it set up to do it.
Oh.
And I wonder why.
Oh.
Does it worry you?
I wonder if mine does it.
Well, I doubt it. I doubt it because you bought yours in about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, it's only sort of come out, this technology, in the last sort of 6 months or so. But there is one where you can do your eye as well.
Facial recognition ones, your whole face.
It's brilliant.
Oh, blimey.
You just think, okay, is that going somewhere now? Is that being fed into a database?
Where does it go?
You know, you'll be getting a knock at the door, not you personally, but you could be getting a knock at the door soon saying, hey, look, this fingerprint was left at this place here where a murder was committed and your fingerprint matches, and by the way, it's on a database. How did that happen?
It's mad.
It is. Mrs. J says, I don't like anything being done to me without my say-so, but I am aware that all our details are already in a database way or another. Yeah. As in, if you have a bank account for one, they have everything. And we are all in the world of Big Brother now. If you watch the TV show Experiment Big Brother, you can see how it is to manipulate both the inmates and the masses, which is happening now to all those they've let in.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So true.
And then we've got Adam Shirley who says, it's easy to access your fingerprint. All they have to do is breathe on the button. And hey presto, button accessed.
Wow.
So it's simple, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because your fingerprints are already on it.
Of course they are. Yes.
Oh, that's even scarier.
Well, yeah.
Hang on, could I do that now? Could you think?
Well, your fingerprints are on lots of things, aren't
they? Yeah. Hang on,
let's. he's just breathing on his phone, folks.
I'm not having an asthma attack, right? It doesn't work, Amanda. I'm sorry. Adam says, accessing your actual biometric data isn't as easy as people make it out to be. It's encrypted, which means even if the file was retrieved, a difficult feat on its own, as the file isn't available to the average Joe, it cannot be read due to the encryption. As for the database, as far as I'm aware, one isn't used at the moment. Any plans to start using one would mean that people would have to be alerted as to would come under a different agreement, which would have to be agreed to. Again, the database would have to be secure and encrypted. See, we're not talking about, when you talk about the average Joe, we're not talking about an average Joe. You just think if there's someone like CI5 out there or someone that wants your details, they're not the average Joe, and they've got the technology to get over encryptions. I'm sure of it. Now, I don't want to say that that's what's actually going on, but how do we know it's not?
Yeah, we don't.
That's the question. How do we know it's not?
What is going on behind closed doors?
We don't. Look.
Puts you right off getting one of those super duper phones.
I'm not going to get one, are you, Jazz?
No, I don't think I will. No. I was planning to, but now after that, I don't think so.
Just think if you're on Skype, if you're on Skype having a little chat,
yeah,
How many other people can actually see that?
It makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Well, it does. Is there a little man, big brother somewhere? Oh. There's cameras everywhere, aren't there?
Got to be careful what you do on Skype.
All right, okay. And this is the meat and the sandwich today.
Yes.
These are the comments that... There's hundreds of comments.
There
and
is.
I think there's a debate here, which is what we're all about, okay? So let's just read out the question. And the question is quite simple. Would you be for or against ID cards? Just before I read out the rest of that, would you be for or against ID cards, Jazz?
What, just in general?
Yeah.
Yeah, for them.
For them?
Yeah.
Why would you be for them?
Because say something happened to you,
you'd
be found dead on the floor. They're not going to know who you are. If you've got an ID, you've got ID on you. They're going to know who you are, how old you are, and you should have, like, if you've got any, like, medical records, like, I don't know, diabetes or epileptic or anything like that, it should be stated.
Okay.
Yeah.
See that is the kind of, that's how I would look at it as well.
Yeah.
I can also see why people wouldn't want to have ID cards because they remain private. Now, years ago, and I'm talking, 20-odd years ago, there was this argument about ID cards and everyone sort of said, no, we don't want ID cards. And I think they even had a vote on it and they voted it out. Okay, but since then, all of these things have happened. All of these things have just been created overnight. Facebook. You on Facebook?
I am.
I would imagine all your details are on Facebook.
Yeah.
I bet there's even a nice little picture of you.
Yeah.
So if we all need to know who Jazz was, go to your Facebook page and there you are. Now, that's probably even better than an ID card, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because you probably got one picture that may have been taken 5 years ago, but hey, look, if you check this photograph out, I've just changed my Facebook status to this picture because it's just been taken, it's a nice photo.
Yeah.
So thank you for, just say, for instance, those people who are trying to tap in and making a big database. There we go. It's all up to date now because Jazz has put on a different picture. That's how it works.
Yeah.
And it's scary.
Yeah.
But don't you think, when you go back 20 years and they said, oh, no, we don't want ID cards.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that the people from Facebook have said, oh, I'll tell you what we do. We'll help you out, all you governments around the world. We'll help you out and create Facebook and Twitter. It's got all these details. So you won't need to have a card because all these details are actually there. Now, I don't know whether that's true, and maybe I'm talking in a way that makes it sound like it's sneaky, but it's already going on.
Yeah, but if you need your ID for some... I went into something to do with the Building Society a couple of years ago. I don't drive. They asked me for my ID.
Right.
And I didn't have a driving licence. I had to go get my passport. Say if I hadn't got a passport, I've got no other ID on me.
Exactly. And passports are expensive.
Yeah, yeah. Not everybody's got a passport. Not everybody's got a driving licence.
Yeah, no, that's
so
that's
I had
true.
Nothing.
That's true.
Yeah.
And it is I can see why people want to remain private.
Yeah. But I wouldn't mind having one at all.
You wouldn't?
If I got knocked down in the street, nobody would know who I was.
Exactly.
And if I had my ID card with me, there,
Mrs. J says, Carmel, Mrs. J. She's known as a few other things as well. Mrs. J, Carmel, Callie. I can't keep up with it. We are all on the database already, but ideally I wish we were not. So take from that what you will.
Yeah.
Okay, Sue Grant says, passports are cumbersome to carry as ID and expensive to replace. ID cards are much easier to carry.
Yeah,
That's a good point to make. So that's obviously I'm looking at that and thinking that's one lady that wouldn't be against having an ID card. Okay.
Yeah.
And again, it begs the question: why would you? Those people that don't want an ID card. I'm not saying that you've got something to hide, but that seems to be the consensus of opinion.
Yeah.
Karen says there isn't yet one giant database that has everyone on it. There will be if ID cards come in. See, I don't quite believe that. Who would know whether there was a big database?
I don't know.
Would they tell you?
Shall I tell you what Marco says?
Go on.
I was totally against them, but now, the way the world is and the borders are still revolving doors, it's time to reintroduce them. If, when times change, remove them, like they did after two world wars. Also, they could be used when you check into A&E. No card, no treatment. Well,
you see,
that's the other side of it, isn't it? But Kelvin Curry says, totally against them. It would give council jobs worth another thing to annoy you about. And if you were mugged and had it stolen, then ended up in A&E because of the attack, should you be refused treatment? I don't think so. There's enough idea about as it is. We don't need any more.
See, I agree with that as well.
I agree with some of that.
I think the ID cards have almost become, that idea has become obsolete because of what everything else is doing the work that an ID card would do. Just say, for instance, if you were ill or you had something wrong with you you know, we didn't know what the, if you were carrying something like that, then obviously somebody could save your life.
So there
are fors and against. But I take the point on the one that Kelvin's made. And also, I think, you know, Marco makes a good point as well. Yeah. David Doyle says, I'm not against them per se, but it does sound Orwellian, another step closer to uniformity. But I understand the reasons for them too. Rich Baker says, there isn't yet one giant database with everyone on it. He says, there is, and you've just commented on this post using the giant database. It's absolutely true. It's difficult it's almost like it's been done without your say so. Without you even realising, you've handed over the details. Most of the details to people. Without an arm up your back. You've just had. You go onto Facebook. How long have you been on Facebook?
Years.
So when you went on Facebook, you handed over what? Email address?
Yeah.
Name?
Date of birth.
It's all on there for...
Where you live.
Yeah. It's all on there where you... And have you noticed now that if you post something from your phone or your tablet, it says, where are you posting
from?
Yeah,
where from, the location.
It does.
That is crazy.
Yes. But David Knows said it's very difficult these days to do anything without ID anyway.
It is.
That's totally true, isn't it?
Do you know? I think that in some cases you would find it really, really difficult to purchase.
You can't open a bank account, a loan, a mortgage, or anything like that.
Without your details being put into a database. Now they're saying, I don't know whether there's any one big. There doesn't need to be a big database, does there?
No.
But I'm sure there is, because it would all go somewhere. Because let's be honest, just say for instance, if you had a bad track record with making payments and stuff like that, what do? They say, we're just going to do a little credit search on you.
Yes.
And, by the way, you've missed this payment, that payment there, and you owe them loads of money, so we're not going to let you have this higher purchase. Yeah. Yeah. So it is there somewhere.
But Darren Fernando, he says, other European countries have ID cards by law, and everyone must carry them at all times. It helps to keep track of the number of immigrants. If the UK introduced them, we could keep tighter control on who we have in this country.
Definitely. I agree with that.
See, that's one way of looking at it. Yeah. I think maybe that's a little bit extreme.
No, we're a bit careful there,
Well, no, you don't have to be careful. I think it's a little bit extreme.
Yeah.
And it's like a sledgehammer to break a nut.
Yeah, but if we went abroad, we still have our ID card with us anyway.
It's true.
You know, so...
It's true.
Yeah.
And you couldn't just say, for instance, if you wanted to go and drive a car abroad, you'd still have to take your driving license. See, I think the idea of ID cards are old hat, I think, because they basically, since that idea first came out, so many other things have come in, and they're doing the job of an ID card.
You're right. They really are.
Yeah. Karen Gallant says, not everyone is on the electoral register either.
You're right, because not everybody registers, do they?
And she did make another good point as well at some point, which I really want to read out. What else have we got here? Rich Baker says, all I'm saying is that people want your data. There are plenty of ways that they can get it already, so having an ID card won't make much difference to your everyday life.
Absolutely right. Then Ali says, if you've got nothing to hide, then I think you should have an ID card. They could be used instead of the extortionate price we pay for passports.
Exactly.
Other countries use them quite successfully. If you also had your ID fingerprint, they would be harder to copy.
Right.
Yeah, that's a point as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're back to the telephone and the idea of putting your finger on a phone and sending your print out there. See, I don't really have an issue with them, but Rebecca says, totally against them. We have a right if we wish to remain private individuals. That should be our choice. We seem to be sleepwalking into a totalitarian state rather than living in a democracy. And then Karen says, my partner just said some people are not just sleepwalking into it, they're skipping gaily into it. Mm. So the point is there, yes, you can say you want to remain anonymous, but then you're not going to go on Facebook, you aren't going to have a credit card, You're not going to be. Just say, for instance, now, if you go and buy a TV, what happens when you buy a TV in a shop now? They ask you for your name and address.
Yes.
Why do they ask you for your name and address, you think, Jazz?
TV licensing.
Exactly. TV licensing. Yeah, yeah. You're absolutely bang on. And then they go and send you a letter to say, have you got a TV license? But if so, you're breaking the law and we're going to charge you X amount.
This Catherine Snazzle said, for as long as they don't expect us to pay for it.
Yeah.
Which I bet they do. I bet we'll have to pay for them.
Phone's ringing. So we took a call. Hi, who's this?
Hello, Ian.
Hello, is it? That's Keith.
Hello, Keith.
Hello, Shirley. Hello, mate. Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, we're all right.
Okay,
we're talking about ID.
Oh, right, mate. Yeah, yeah. It's, yeah, what seems to be the problem with people that have an ID, then?
What? Have you been listening?
No, mate. Sorry, I'm out and about, but I haven't had the chance to listen to you today.
Oh, right. Okay,
do you agree with ID cards?
Well, you got one already anyway, haven't you?
Yeah. Yeah, go
on. There you go, look.
Well, on our Facebook, yeah.
No, on your driving licence.
I haven't got a driving licence, I don't drive.
Oh, well, you still have an ID somewhere anyway.
My passport.
Someone knows of you somewhere.
Yeah, but if I haven't got a passport and I don't drive...
Yeah?
I've got no ID to show anybody.
Got a bank account?
Yeah, but to get that bank account, I had to show my passport. But if I didn't have a passport...
You wouldn't have been able to get a bank account.
I wouldn't have been able to get a bank account.
Why is that then?
Because I've got nothing else with my ID on it. Not with a photograph.
Yeah, you don't need a photograph.
When was the last time you opened a bank account?
I opened a bank account 3 weeks ago.
Really? And they didn't ask you? Honestly, you're not just making that up, are you?
No, it was all you need is proof of identity of where you live.
Right, okay, because I had the same issue Shirley did. When I opened up a bank account a little while ago, I had to provide a passport.
I had to show my college ID card.
And I couldn't show a bill. They wouldn't accept a bill.
That's right,
they
won't.
It had to be a passport or a driving licence.
You can have a bill or a bank account statement as long as it's not printed.
Yeah, but if you haven't got a bank account, just say, for instance, if you're going in the bank for the very first time, and you ain't got a driving licence, how difficult is it going to be?
Well, to open a bank account.
Well, no, you see, we went to get a new book from the Halifax a few weeks ago.
Yeah, well,
actually,
Halifax, yeah.
And they wanted ID of both of us, and I didn't have it on me. I said, look, I'll have to go home. All I've got is a passport.
Yeah, this sounds a bit weird.
Yeah.
I opened with Halifax, and I wasn't asked any of that.
Wow. They must think you got...
They don't trust you on the Isle of Wight.
Probably.
There's something.
All those prisons you got over there, mate. How weird is that?
Yeah, perhaps
it's... It's an awkward situation because it is to do... It's not becoming... what do they call it? It's to do with my mum's bank account as well as mine.
Right. A joint one.
Yeah. It's... When you it's not power of attorney, it's something else.
Yeah.
It was third party.
Yeah.
It's becoming a third party. So perhaps, perhaps that's why I didn't need a passport.
Oh,
so
yes, maybe.
But no, it's just that she's getting a bit doddery and whatnot. She can't write her checks very well because it's all squiggles. And she asked me to go third party. I said, yeah, not a problem. So that's what we did.
Yeah, that's maybe why. Yeah.
Because your driver license has got, that's an ID card.
Yeah, you see, I don't drive.
Even if you didn't have your photograph on it, the old type, that was still an identity card as such.
But let's be honest, Keith, I mean, you know, this idea of cards have been superseded by all the other stuff that we now put our details onto, i.e. Facebook, Twitter, email accounts.
Yeah.
There's no point for them, is there, really?
No, not only that, mate. It's like you say, they know who you are anyway, mate. Have you got any? Well, yes, you have got them over there. I've told you this before, haven't I? ANPR cameras.
Go on.
Automatic number plate recognition.
There you are. See, it's all out there.
Yeah, but I don't drive.
Don't matter. They know you're in a car.
If you're in a car, no matter if you come off the island or go on the island, you're picked up and they know exactly who you are.
Well, they would on the island because everybody knows everybody, don't they?
No, but not only that, if you come off the boat, if you look up, you'll see some cameras.
Yes, you're
right.
It's
just keeping track on every vehicle, who's going where, what, when, and why.
Yeah, you're right.
They can find out anything. It's like, it's also they can pick up now, you don't need a tax disc. Because all that data
That's
is held
right.
now. If they see that vehicle on the road, it just automatically checks to see whether you've taxed it or insured it. it doesn't correspond with the registration number,
yeah,
then you get a summons for the post.
Absolutely. Hey, look, Keith, thanks for being there.
Yeah, before I go, I heard you earlier on in your show, you were talking about times tables.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to in school, 2 times 2 is 4.
They do it at the junior school still.
Perhaps we will do it.
Yes, they do. In the junior school.
They don't do it down here.
Yeah, they do. In my son's school.
On the Isle of Wight.
Yeah, this is the Isle of Wight. We do it all right over here.
Thanks for your call, Keith.
Okay, mate, all the best.
And you. Yeah, cheers
bye.
Now.
Bye. Bye-bye.
I want to get as many messages out as possible. The if you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear is a straw man argument, says Rebecca. Ali Hayden says it's a frequently used soundbite. Do you know the source of it? This is in response to, if you have nothing to hide, then I think you should have an ID card. Mm. See, I don't think there's any need for one. I think we've already got something in place that is probably better than an ID card. All the details are out there, plus lovely, lovely pictures of what you did over the weekend or where your band has played and what your radio station's up to.
We're going for what Jazz said just now. Say if you've got run over.
Yeah.
And you're taken to A&E, they'd know straight away who you were.
Yeah, and how they can help.
Yeah, so I think they're a good idea.
Okay. I think we should all get a little chip in our hand.
Or like they'll do with dogs. Reader. Yeah.
Okay.
Chip, yeah.
Yeah, we should all have a chip in our hand. And at least we can't do identity theft or...
Yeah, no.
Yeah, good idea. That's a brilliant idea.
Using the technology.
What else have we got? Jonathan Skeet says, the Germans had the idea of identity cards for decades, and it hasn't helped with mass immigration and illegal immigration one bit. So there you go. It doesn't work anymore. Mind you, it's out of date. It's out of date. The system's out of date. One more. We got. I prefer the democratic way of being able to choose to agree under duress is, in essence, being bullied into it. The trouble is, you're not being bullied into it. You've given up your details. Without an arm up your back, you've filled in that telephone detail. You're in a telephone book somewhere.
Yeah.
You might be ex-directory, but people keep calling you.
I know they do.
Because someone else has your details.
Yeah.
If you're on Facebook, your details are somewhere.
Yeah.
If you've got a bank account, your details are somewhere. Mm. And they are. And the long and short of it is, Big Brother is watching you, whether you like it or not.
So I suppose that you take to hospital, they can go on your put your name in the Facebook, they're bound to find you.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
What do you think about it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
All of our details are out there somewhere.